Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on your bronze. I'm Ronnie, that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, I joined the feed a little early by accident, but I'm here.
Hi.
I'm
here. I was just petting Bueller, and I have hair all over my face.
I was wondering. I was like, is that like a Martha Graham thing or something that you're doing?
No, I brushed him this morning, which oddly makes him have a lot more hair all over you. And I've got it all over me now. So I'm a hairy man. Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of Beverly Hills for the season. We're so happy to be here. We've got a new housewife today who comes in. We get to find out what Lisa serves Harry at their birthday dinner. Very exciting episode. This is a Crappens On Demand episode, so you can find this on Crappens On Demand over on Patreon. We also did one for Jersey this week. And next week, we're going to have a super fun week because we are off a couple of days because of schedule changes. We don't have Jersey. We don't have Summer House. So we are going to have Top Chef is back on the main feed next week. And we're also going to do a trailer breakdown of something because there have been a lot of trailers. I think that's what we said. Or it'll be on Patreon. I have no idea. But we're excited. We will get to those trailers for Southern Charm, Dubai, and what was the other one that came out this week?
Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
We still haven't done that one. So
yeah, we got a lot of trailers. They're going to be coming down the pike in some
form. Yeah, any day now, any second now. So we're going to be doing that. And that's that. Let's get into the show today, shall we, Ben?
Well, not before we wish a heartfelt happy birthday to our dear friend, Gail Simmons. Oh. Happy Gail Day, everyone. But more importantly, happy birthday to literally everyone else who's more famous than Gail. Bless her.
I'd also like to congratulate the cake stores who are really, really going to make a lot of money today just from one person celebrating herself because there's no one else there to care. Congratulations, H-E-B Bakery.
Congratulations to the fine engineers who built the Whitestone Bridge that's going to have to support all the cake that's heading to Gail's place tonight. Done fine, fine work keeping us all safe. Happy birthday.
Happy DoorDash to you, my rat Gail. So, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, episode 1202. So, we open with very dramatic music. Wait a minute. Are we doing Dorit's robbery thing again? Am I on the wrong notes?
Maybe previously.
Oh, this is 2 days after break.
I don't know.
This is 2 days after.
Okay. Yeah. Well, actually, we also got the taglines for the season to start off with. Yes. Do you have those? Do you want me to send you the taglines?
I'm gonna get them right now. I'm gonna Google those taglines.
I can just copy. Look, I'm gonna just send you a little. No, I'm gonna send you a little texty pasty.
No, I want to do.
I just. You want?
No, you send it to me. No, I want to do it myself.
I did.
No, you do it.
I just sent it to you.
Thank you, honey. Thank you, my little honey pie.
You're welcome.
Don't you guys love how prepared this podcast is every day of our lives? I mean,
I'm so professional. It's only been 10 years.
So far, I've talked about dog hair on my face. Okay, so let's go. You want to start it, Ben?
Sure. We start with Garcelle. I don't need the spotlight. I shine just fine. That's pretty good. I like that one.
I mean, I guess. And then we get to Rena's. Hi. I'm Karma, and yes, I'm a bitch.
Don't like it. Don't like it. I don't like my taglines to also be conversations. Needs to be one sentence.
Yeah.
So then we have Dorit.
Karma's a bitch, and so am I. Where does that come from?
Isn't that Batman Returns? Isn't that Michelle Pfeiffer? I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's Michelle
Karma's
Pfeiffer. Didn't she say Karma's a bitch and so am I?
I remember that quote. Let's see who said it.
I would love Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman to be a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. Not Michelle Pfeiffer, not Catwoman, but Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman to be a Real Housewife.
Yeah.
That's actually what I think Erica aspires to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. So who's next? You or Dorit?
Guys.
Why don't you do Dorit?
You can take all my thins, and you won't have taken a thin that matters.
And then, Diana, the only thing better than having it all is having even more.
And Sutton, if you want a seat at my tables, you better mind your manners.
And then Crystal, they say talk is cheap, but in Beverly Hills, it can cost you several Lion King DVDs. Yeah,
you know, one thing I thought was so funny about these taglines, I think they told them, really go for it this year in your reading of these lines, because they are all giving it their all. And I really noticed it when it got to Crystal, because, you know, Crystal's got, like, her energy is lifeless. You know what I'm like? I think, like, that's her theme that she, like, goes for. And... Yeah, I think she's like, I'm going to be as lifeless as possible. But she's like, they say talk is cheap, but in Beverly Hills, it costs you. I'm like, whoa, you guys need to simmer down. Sutton was that way too. She's like, you want to sit at my table? You best mind your manners.
I guarantee, by the way, that Crystal's line was meant for Kyle, and Kyle refused it because she gets made fun of every single season for having a line that says, in this town, in Beverly Hills, it's going to cost you. So they probably like, okay, give it to Crystal.
She did take Kyle's basic Beverly Hills. I wonder if it was like intentional. And they said, Kyle, hey, we waited for you so you could have the best tagline. Unfortunately, Crystal took the in this town. So... She says Beverly Hills in hers. She's like, okay, well, I'll say in this Kyle's town. Like, no, Kyle, you can't say that either.
Kyle's like, that's okay. I came up with my own line. It goes like this. I may be in the number one movie in the country, but the spookiest thing is I'm going to be in the sequel, too. What do you guys think?
In this town. No, Kyle, you can't add in this town. So then we have Erica.
I have nothing to hide and nothing to lose, and that makes me dangerous.
It's like, well, okay, everyone else gave more energy, and you're just saying it like it's just any sentence of the day.
And that makes me more dangerous. Hey, can I have some more sugar for this tea? Thank you.
You know, I'm really sick and tired of people saying that I'm some sort of criminal, which is why I'm going to say, I'm dangerous. So, Kyle... Kyle is like, when you're the real deal, you don't have to pretend. Kind of generic.
I know. I wish you were twirling around on the flooring you stole from Kathy's house in front of the pink neon sign you stole from Erica's house as you talked about how real you are.
I think the best one, I think I like Garcelle's the most. I think Garcelle's is the most, and I do like Sutton's too. Yeah, I think overall not a great season for taglines. They're a little bit on the generic, they're on the generic side, but then Rinna's is like really trying hard.
Well, Rinna's is just a stolen line that's like reworded. So
you're right. It's not even wordplay. It's just it just has like a hello. She added a hi. Hi. One small step for mankind. One giant leap for mankind bitch. Also.
One small step for men, one huge leap for bitches, bitch.
It's like, okay, wow.
Hi. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm a bitch.
And I'm a bitch.
Okay, so sorry, we're at PK and Dorit's house, and I think it's so funny that their dog is named Winnie when PK owes so much to casinos. I think it's like, you don't give your dog a hopeful name, okay? Just give your dog a normal name. Because then you resent the dog when you come home and the Bellagio is like sending men to break your knees. You know what I mean? So they get a lot of flowers delivered, and they have a personal security guy bring them in. And PK is like, babe, come talk to me, babe. We need to talk, babe. And Dorit comes out and she goes, did you see... The door is boarded up there. Yes, Dorit, it's right in front of your fucking faces. Someone came and hammered it into the door.
He's like, oh, I didn't realize. I thought that was a design decision to hide people from seeing the pearl.
So funny, I thought it was one of Kyle Richards' boutiques, darling. Because, you know, that's their design. It's boarded up windows and such.
So he's like, well, I just spoke with the cops, and the DA called the cops and said, guess what? you have the full weight of the LAPD fully behind you. And then he sat back in his chair and went, ha, 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 which I think that means that he's excited to help us find this criminal.
Personally, you know, he said the district attorney has personally contacted him, babe. You know, I spent a lot of time with him, babe. A lot of time. Like, what were you, just kissing the ass of the LAPD service department? Like, what is this? And Dorit says, they were so nice. I spent 5 hours yesterday going through everything because I want them to have everything for their investigation. But Piquet, we need to whisper for the kids here. That's kids in the house, Piquet. You don't think they can hear me? Do you think they can hear me, Piquet?
It's like, all right, let me shut the door.
You know, it's crazy how these kids aren't fazed with a security guard suddenly being here on account of our home invasion.
Piquet, you're sitting on the intercom button. Everyone can hear it in the house.
Oh, sorry, babe.
Yeah, so he's saying, you know, there's all these people in their house and the kids don't even say anything. And he goes, they just, and she goes, acclimate. And he's like, yes, you're like that. They've, ever since they've been born, they've had 30 crew members in their house every day. Of course, they're fine with it.
And he goes, I mean, you're like that, babe. You're the best decompartmentalizer I've ever seen. She goes, well, of course. How do you think we have our babies?
Of course, I'm a swimwear designer. I think in pieces. It's me blessing and me curse. Go to bed, bikini top. We're talking.
I mean, how do you think that we have Beverly Beach? Beverly and Beach, two concepts that literally don't go together, but we put them together. Decompartmentalization, PK.
So then she tells us the story. She's like, you know, my father was a paratrooper in the Israeli army, and he taught me how to handle high pressure and chaotic situations to stay calm. And I'm going to let my other voice take over this very important childhood story. Other me?
There was a moment. And so she's talking about how when she was little, she would run around the house and screaming and jumping. And her dad said, stop, because don't run around just because there's a bee in the house. If you don't jump around and wail and scream, he won't be scared of you and he won't hurt you. And then my father picked up the bee from the table by his wings and put it right in front of me. I was like, oh my God, this guy is terrifying. Your father has officially terrified me. Also, call Kyle and tell her that story. Okay.
But also, like, was her childhood directed by, like, Guillermo del Toro? Like, what is this?
And then he found the bee, and the bee was sitting there, and he picked it up by its wing, and he held it in front of me. And from this day forward, I have always had a bee that sits on my shoulder and makes me private honey.
It's like, what? What is this story?
And it's so funny how things just seem to coincidentally happen. You know, like, I'm watching this show called Shining Girls. It's on Apple TV. Love it, by the way. Right up my alley. If anybody needs, like, a good mystery thriller type thing. And the serial killer in that show does that. He gets the bees and he gets somebody, he catches them and then he gets their wings and he rips them off and leaves them, but whoever he's going to kill. I mean, and then it happened on this. So now I'm terrified of Dorit's dad. You know, it's like a good dad story, but I'm like, your dad's a serial killer. You might want to call Elizabeth What's-Her-Buns from The Handmaid's Tale because she's been looking for your dad. Okay.
What sort of derivative ass show is The Shining Girls? They steal The Shining and they steal the bees from Candyman. What's next? Is he in a ski mask or something?
It's also just like Girls, which is really weird. It's like a serial killer who's always talking about, you know, like the intricacies of his sex life.
Lena Dunham.
You know? In a banal way. Yeah. It's Lena Dunham at the end. So
plucking bees off.
So PK's like, we're being protected by someone up there. And he points up and you just hear, I'll always have a soft spot for you, Paul Kemsley, darling. Lisa, get out of my house, Lisa. The alarm wasn't on, darling. It's British humor.
Lisa's just in a giant top hat and like Groucho Marx glasses and a mustache, like with a name tag that says Todd, the security guard. I'm Todd, the security guard. You're Lisa Vanderpump. She just throws down a thing and smoke and disappears. Magic.
So PK is like, Dorit, you're so strong, so much stronger than me. And I'm carrying very heavy loads of debt on my back. And she's like, you know, I'm getting out. I'm getting dressed up and I'm working. I want to laugh and smile and be happy again.
Well, we have to move forward. Otherwise, Lisa Vanderpump wins. Okay? So now we go to dueling breakfast. First, we go to Lisa at Republique with Kyle.
Hi! And they're upstairs. Hi! Hi!
We get our first Lisa Rinna over-the-top hello of the season.
Hi!
Now, this made me mad. This is a very specific thing, because sometimes this happens on the show. But they sit down, and then a waiter comes and take their order. And at that restaurant, there is no waiter service like that for lunch. You have to stand in a long-ass line. And I was furious that they made it seem like you can just go to that restaurant and sit at a table and someone's going to wait on you. And that is not what happens. And I get mad.
Because everybody who works at a restaurant in LA wants to get their ass on TV. That's why. You'll get service way quicker if you have a fucking camera crew there. That's for sure.
That's true. And not only is this the first over-the-top hello that we get from Rinna, it's also our first... Rinna doesn't know how to order food at restaurants, so just copies what the other person's going to do. But it's also a combination of Kyle doesn't want to be left out, so she's going to copy what someone else does. So they just sort of order in circles. So Kyle's like, I think I'll have a grilled chicken salad and a glass of Chardonnay. And Rinna goes, oh, I'll have a glass of Chardonnay too! And the chicken salad, and how about an iced tea? Kyle's like, I'll have an iced tea also. I'm like, can you guys order something on your own? Please.
Whoa, Kyle, I have to congratulate you. You are the number one movie in the country. Even though movie theaters are all so closed, and there's literally nothing else to watch.
Even though it was really on Peacock, still the number one movie. It's so crazy.
You're right, that was on Peacock.
The number one movie on Peacock. The number one movie on Peacock and in a few theaters in the country. The number one movie. Because I know, it's crazy being a working thespian, am I right? It's crazy.
Kyle's like, it's wild, thank you. And, you know, the director said, I'm in the next one too, so.
Oh my God, you better kill Kyle in the next one.
Enjoy this nose.
When Kyle got away in the original Halloween, I was like, I sat through this terrible community theater production of Halloween, and Kyle lives?
The fuck kind of movie? Who wrote this?
Oh, hell yeah, they're going to keep Kyle in it, because say what you will about Kyle Richards. If it weren't for Kyle Richards, that movie would not have earned half of its box office, because she talked about it so much for a year and a half on this show. So they're like, oh, we're keeping her alive for a very long time, as long as Beverly Hills is on the air.
So then we go to the Lady M Cake Lounge, where Sutton and new friend Crystal are buddy-buddying up to try peach cobbler pancake milk crepe cake. And so Sutton's like, well, I've never had... Lady's like, the crepe cake? She goes, well, I called it the pancake cake on television. And the lady's like, yes, I know, Sutton. That's why we have to include pancake cake in the name just for you.
That's why we have dozens upon dozens of disappointed customers who come in and order a pancake cake and then realize it's just a crepe cake. Thank you so much.
Pancake cake's a little flat.
I ordered one of these crepe cake things. There's a crepe place by where I live, and they show this beautiful picture of a tiramisu crepe cake. It's a slice of it. I didn't order the whole thing. But it's like, it looks like 100 layers of crepe made to look like a tiramisu. I mean, it was beautiful. I order it. It shows up. It's a fucking crepe folded in half with a bunch of shit in the middle, like ice cream in the middle. I was like, you cannot do that after giving me that. Bullshit. I'm still mad at you, crepe place.
Well, also, I'm also mad, too, because a crepe cake is different from a pancake cake, okay? Because I think they actually even made this crepe cake or some version of it on Great British Bake Off this past season. I'm pretty sure they did. But this is, I think, a pretty established cake of like several crepes. And that's fine. It looks delicious on its own. But to me, a pancake cake is going to give me the pancake experience, like the breakfast experience in cake form. And that's what I would think that we were all excited about is a stack of pancakes, which is a concept I always, every time I make pancakes and I stack them up, you know, because I'm always having to flip them and put them up. I have a stack. I always think to myself, wouldn't it be fun to put frosting between these and make it into like a little cake? I always think it. And then when they did it on the show, I was like, it's happening. Someone's doing it. And now it's only crepes.
We should do that. I'm going to do that this weekend, I think, make a pancake cake. Because you can make like vanilla a butter frosting cake, but just put maple syrup in it. You know, a maple, you know what I'm saying, butter icing, like a butter icing. frosting.
Yeah, like a buttercream. A buttercream with like a maple, buttercream. A vanilla maple buttercream that goes in between.
I'm going to do it.
I think it sounds wonderful.
I'm going to do it. I'm about to do it.
Should we do... Well, I was going to say, I'm going to do it also.
Okay. Okay.
But not in a competitive way, in a supportive way. Like we're all in this together.
Okay. Gauntlet thrown. Okay.
Hey, I was the one who said I always make the stack of pancakes and want to make a cake out of it. I already established that this is something I want to do.
Okay, fine. Have fun winning that nothing award. Oh, no. You do your pancake cake.
You do the pancake cake solo. I will sit
here. No, I'm not going to cake-sturbate. How about I make a waffle
cake? I'll make a waffle cake.
No, I'm not going to do shit now.
I'm going to make a stack of waffles and put frosting
in between them. I'm not doing jack shit now. Okay, so...
this is why pancake cakes never get made.
Gay people fighting about it. So she's like, well, I called it the pancake cake thing. And, you know, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was pancake. I didn't realize it was crepe. Like, I made it. Okay. And the lady's like, well, here's how we do the cake. We do a crepe layer and a peach layer and the layer of crisp and a layer. Lady, fuck off. How much do you need? They're already. Get the fuck away from my table.
Lady, it's like,
what do I need? A monologue about the cake? Get away from my table. Congratulations. We got you even more publicity. Leave the table now. Okay. She's like, and then we dip the buttercream into a fluffy, flurry sauce. And then, you know what we do? We double crisp the Rice Krisp so that there's that extra layer of texture. It's a fucking cake. Go home.
It was probably a make good because she probably gave Sutton the cake for free and Sutton brought it onto the show and they didn't show the box with her logo on it. So they had to do like a make good.
So the owner of Lady M had to come give her a fucking cake gina monologue.
I'm not going to get on the wrong side of a baker. I'm going to be like, by the way, Lady M lady, please note that I'm defending you. So if I walk in there and you want to give me a cookie or something, like,
I'm just burning every bridge. I've already pissed off the crepe. Burn the crepe place down the street from me. Lady M lady hates me now, but you know what?
I think ultimately you're triggered by that bad crepe experience, and I think that's very valid.
But God, they are really good crepes, though. I ordered just plain crepes and they can send you just the box of plain crepes. They're $3 each, and I'll order a good 3 crepes and just eat them with whatever I want.
Do you know what I had last night? I had a it was like a Japanese pastry that was in the shape of a fish, and it was stuffed with
Nutella. God, you should make that this weekend. So Sutton's like, well, the thing is, they're not pancakes, they're crepes. And Chris was like, oh, so they're like crepe cakes. I'm sorry, crepes. Cakes. I'm sorry. I know you have money. I just have so much more. Can we get a translate pour over here so I can understand what she's trying to say? Oh, I guess in America they're pronounced crepes instead of crepes. So
it's crazy. That's crazy how people just ignore an accent grave. So
it's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So back to Republic, they're basically having a French lunch competition here. So Rena,
the chicken and salad versus crepe cake. I think Sutton and Crystal win that
French
one.
Establishment. Yeah. And the sad part is that Republic has amazing pastries, and these two ladies are getting the grilled chicken salad. Ugh, I'm so mad on so many different levels. So Rena, they're talking about Erica. And Rinna's saying how, like, the Erica's suggesting that things are getting better. We get a flashback of Erica at her house, and she's saying, well, you know, that LA Times article really bothered me, the three of them, Garcelle and Crystal and Sutton thing. Ugh. And we're reminded that there was this article with the three of them talking about how their lives may have been affected by Erica's case.
Yeah, because, you know, Erica's not doing well. And Kyle's like, yeah, I know the girl who owns the Taco Bell franchises, and she says their stock has gone down. You know, that's been rough. You know, she goes, yeah, because Erica's feeling better. It's so good. You know, she's in a place. She's in a place right now. Erica told me. Erica, my friend, who I talk to all the time. She's good. She's good. How are you? She said, good.
So Rinna's like, you know, I have to say, I'm not thrilled about what's on Dinner Watch Happens Live, about the charity thing. I'm not. And to bring Harry Hamlin into it, and that's a choice that you make. That is a choice that you make.
Yes, and we see the clip of a few years ago, Lisa and Harry came to the Elton John AIDS charity event, and I didn't get a thank you. That's all I'm saying. Pancake cake. Lady in pancake cake. And so Rinna's like, who does that? So then back to Sutton. She's like, well, I think it might have been a miscommunication thing. I mean, I really didn't know that they didn't know, which I don't know what that means yet. And then we see another clip of Andy going, Lisa Rinna just posted on her story to you that they did not come as your guest, that Elton invited them.
Yeah, and Sutton's like, oh, well, we're going to have some words about this. That's what she said on Watch What Happens
Hopefully
Live.
Pronounced properly, so, even though they're Americans.
So then Sutton's like, I adore Lisa, and I don't want to have all this ill will over something silly. So, you know, I'm sorry that I brought up and turned into such a landslide. Am I right? Am I right, Stevie Nicks? That's what that song's about, right?
Charity. So back to Rinna. She's like, Harry sent her a text. He said, Sutton, we've been going to this event as a guest of Elton's for years and years. I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, you need to stop. And she never responded. Harry did not write that. There's no way in a million years Harry texts Sutton, please stop.
Harry does not.
Please stop. My reputation about the Elton John charity event means so much to me. You all never paid to go to that damn thing anyway, and everybody knows it. You went free because you're celebrities, which is great. I guess you bring attention to it, but let's not pretend that you've been dropping sacks of money off over at Elton's place, people. Okay.
Rinna tells us, she goes, Sutton's always talking about reputation and this and that, but she's going to do that to Harry and make him look somehow bad? I'm like, I really just
poor
don't
Harry.
Think that.
Oh, anyone poor cares. Harry, though. You know, Harry is so worried about this. He was so torn up over that pasta sauce. Lisa always brings a husband in when she knows she doesn't have a leg to stand on. Harry, poor, how could you do this to Harry Hamlin? So Kyle's like, so wait. So Harry texted her, and now she's going to come to Harry's birthday? I don't get it. And she's like, it's one thing to involve me, but to involve my husband? No, ma'am. You fucked the wrong one here. No.
She's how stupid is that? I mean, she should have kept her mouth shut. I mean, like, Rinna, your entire time on Beverly Hills is about you opening your mouth and saying something stupid.
Rinna,
you
know? Rinna's so funny. She goes, he's going to avoid it, but she's going to still feel hot under the collar. Am I right? Like, she looks around the restaurant like there's an audience there. She's like, right.
Meanwhile, they're in the area that's normally closed off for lunch. Also, by the way, I'm telling you, I am so annoyed at all the things that are wrong about this restaurant scene.
So then, Glam Squad, everybody's getting ready. So Rinna's with her gaze, and she goes, oh my God, you guys, we're having Harry's birthday party tonight. And they go, happy birthday, Harry.
Yeah. Have a great time at the party you didn't invite us to. I know, right? And she's like, Diana Jenkins is coming. She was married to a beggar in London that PK knows. So that's probably promising. And she's Bosnian. And she had a baby. And she's 47. What else do you need? She's rich. She's rich. That's all that matters. She's rich.
Yeah. And she just had a baby. And she's 48. Had a baby. At 48. And Harry goes, you're 48. She goes, a baby. Well, she didn't have a baby at 40. She had it at 47 because she has it now. And she's 48. She's rich. She's rich, too.
She's rich. Long story short, she's rich. So we could be friends with her. So then we see Kyle and Glam. Everyone's in Glam. Okay, of course, Mikey is overseeing Erica's glam because he doesn't have anything better to do than to just stand and watch someone go into glam. And then, now Lisa and Harry arrive at the Andaz, and Lisa's like, huh, look at your table, Harry Hamlin. Look how cute. It's two tables put together to make it look like one big table. That is cute. and revolutionary Harry Hamlin.
So she's doing place settings, and he's like, okay, so then you're putting Dorit there, you're putting Kyle there, you're putting Garcelle next to Maurizio, but this leaves Sutton down at the end of the table. She goes, that's right. That's how I want it. I want her at the end. Here's the thing. This is Harry Hamlin's birthday, and I want this to be about Harry's day. I don't want to bring up this Sutton thing on Harry's day, period, comma, end of story, colon. Okay.
Ampersand. So now it's people are in their SUVs heading to the party. And so we have PK and Dorit driving with Kyle and Maurizio. And we just know, like, the moment we see the four of them together, we know Kyle is going to is gonna start the ship, because we knew the moment that Sutton was saying, like, oh, big deal. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't have a gun held to my head. You knew Kyle was just, like, storing that in her mind, was like, please remember every single word of that so I can tell it verbatim to Dorit. So here it is. Here is the moment. And they're just, like, driving. And Kyle goes, did Sutton ever text you? Did Sutton ever do that? And you're like, oh, Kyle, she's so, like, you just know when she's revving up to just throw someone under the bus. So she's asking if Sutton ever called. She's like, she did. She goes, huh. And she goes, hmm. And she makes this face like, that's so strange that she would text you. I know something that you don't know.
And PK's like, well, she didn't come over with the other girls to support you the next morning, did she? She's like, well, she didn't, but here's the thing. We're friends, but we're not close friends. We're just friend friends. We're the kind of friends you see out the window and you say, hello, children. Hello, bikini top and bikini bottom. That's a lady I know, but don't wave at her. We're not that close. You know what I'm saying, PK? Yeah.
And so Kyle's like, well, I did think it was inappropriate that while you were going through all of this, she posted a picture of drinking margarita saying, thirsty. I wasn't expecting that.
I literally had to press stop and laugh my ass off at that.
She has a picture with her assistant, Thirsty Thursday. God bless you, son. You should enjoy your Thirsty Thursday.
That's funny. And Kyle's like, perhaps I have a different reason for feeling more annoyed because she wasn't very sensitive, in my opinion. And then we cut to Sutton's car. She's with Crystal and Rob. And she's like, well, I saw Kyle yesterday, and she just seemed to read. And, you know, I'm a big empath, you know, I just take things in, you know, I just feel things, you know, just like I feel it for her almost. I think that's what it is. I just feel so deeply.
I feel so deeply, but you know what I feel even deeplier for? Designers who are stuck at immigration. Feel that so deep.
Por favor, necesito un carro. I'm sorry, that was French. Gosh, I just can't get it out of my head.
Do you ever wonder what it feels like to be the bottom crate in a stack of crepes in a cake? I empathize with that bottom crate.
So then we go back to the other car, and Dorit's like, what do you mean she wasn't sensitive? And Kyle's like, well, we were talking about it, you know, what you went through. I was sobbing, you know, just thinking about it. And she said, you know, I've been putting out my own fires today. And I asked what happened, and she said something about a designer from France couldn't get in. And Maurizio's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's a big problem. Oh, God, yeah, that's a good one. God.
I mean, she hadn't even spent 5 minutes on camera staring out a window and crying. I mean, that's a little insensitive, okay? And, like, I went, like, that's what you're saying right now? And she goes, well, I'm sorry, it's my work, and it's important, and I'm sorry I didn't have a gun held to me. So between that and the post, it just didn't sit well with me.
And we get a good Dorit, good solid Dorit. Oh! Eyes popped all the way open. And PK is like, oh, I wish you hadn't told me that. It's about me to do. It's about time for me to do my C word of the week. But fucking right. Kyle. So then Erica comes in her, like she did last year, where she's like, remember me? I'm a fun girl. I'm a fun girl, mama. Hi, everybody. It's like you are dressed in a trash bag, which is the most fitting thing you've ever worn.
Harry's like, well, now that your ex is out of the picture, I am the oldest person amongst us, you know?
And she goes, and that makes you the wisest.
You know what that means. You know what that means. You're the next one I'm getting on top of, Harry Hamlin. Stop making some stock trades, babe.
Well, she does literally say we should have a threesome.
Just kidding.
So then Garcelle arrives, which means we also get Rena going,
Garcelle! So Harry's like, well, thank you. I noticed on the menu that we're having spaghetti bolognese. And Garcelle's like, oh, God, is it yours? Garcelle tells us, I'm afraid of spaghetti sauce now, okay? I'm just going to go right up to the chef and say, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for the sauce.
So Crystal and Sutton arrive next, and Sutton's like, well, of course I want to apologize right on the spot, and I want to see where this night goes. I mean, it's Harry's birthday, and it's a big birthday for him, and I don't want to cause any problems.
So Sutton's like, well, how are you? Hello, Erica. And Erica's like, oh. She just gives her like an up and down bitchy look, and then we get a and she's like, I just always feel so small-breasted. That's why I like being around Lisa, because she's also small-breasted. And they just look at her like... Shut up.
Not how you start the apology. Let's not start on that.
And Garcelle goes, go over there, small breaster. I dare you. She's like, now you're making me nervous, Garcelle. I can't go over there. I mean, I can, but not by myself. Not by myself. And Garcelle goes, go with her. She's like, with you. Don't leave me in the middle of two camps right now. Don't do that. That's why am I always in the hot seat? Because the shit you say, why are you always in the hot seat?
I know. That's so Sutton's thing. Like, she just says stuff and be like, why am I in trouble? So Dorit and Kyle arrive. Everyone's, hello! And so then PK and Rob do like this little dap thing. Like, I heard that it's cool if we grab each other's hands like this, sort of vertical, and then bring each other's chest to chest, and then we come out again. That was pretty cool. Wasn't that Rob?
So Erica hugs Kyle and she goes, Kyle, you smell so good. What is that? She goes, Baccarat. She goes, oh, I had that too, bitch. That's why I know. But you didn't know. So nice try. So Chris.
Got her.
Well, true. Also, she's like, what is that? Oh, yeah, I know the smell anywhere.
Weren't Kathy's like candlesticks or favors or something from Baccarat also? Of course, Kyle comes in with Baccarat. As well.
Let's see. So Crystal's like, oh, my friend Diana's coming. I've known her for years now. She's a real firecracker. So get ready. And Rena's like, oh, they're here. I was like, Rena, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Who is it? Who the fuck so is Diana it? Comes- it's just some lady and some hot piece of meat she's married to. That's what I have to say to this scene.
It was like if like Rupert Everett and Lin-Manuel Miranda had like a love child or something.
And Constantine Marulis, but from the old days.
So this is Asher. So this is Diana and her boy toy Asher. And in case you didn't know, he was, you know, like it's more like I didn't even have to ask if he was interested in musical theater because he comes on being so like, I'm ready for television. He goes, hi, I think I'm delivering something to the birthday boy, Harry. I'm like, sir, this is your wife's entrance, not your entrance. Can you please like start that from the top and be behind her and let her say that line? Thank you.
He's like, this is Croatian wine, Harry. We brought it back from Croatia. Oh, really? Wow. What a coincidence. What a coincidence. So Diana's like, oh, hello, Lisa Rena. Hello, it's yellow. Oh, you'd like yellow. I see. It looks good. Oh, look at me. Post baby weight. It's just not moving off of me. Hello, darling.
Renee's like, you know, you can't really put your finger on Diana's accent. It's like Zsa Zsa Gabor, Greta Garbo, Marlene Dietrich. Her accent's perfect mystique. She's just going to get along so well with Dorit.
Samantha Foster, Selma Hayek, Speedy Gonzalez, Princess Diana, Queen of England. You just don't know. I don't know. Who is she? Who are you, Diana Jenkins? Who?
The guy from the Dyson commercials, a little bit of everything, you know?
So Crystal's like, Diana Jenkins has always had a reputation. She's always traveling around the glitterati, celebrities, on her yacht, her planes. I mean, big, wealthy life. Diana once said to me, Crystal, it's that you're so relatable, and I'm not. That's Diana.
And I turned to her, and I... I just leaned on my pizza oven and looked at the hole for the basement golf driving range and thought, it is true. I am pretty relatable.
I feel the need to read this. So all this gossip stuff coming about, this is what Diana's walking into. Okay. She's had all of this, all the gossip blogs and stuff. And this was years ago, way long before Beverly Hills came up. C-Dan, which is Crazy Days and Nights, posted a blind saying that Diana Jenkins was basically a madam. Like, she was hooking up actresses like Hayden Panettiere and all these people who were really hookers in their off time, I guess, up with wealthy men that were abusive and horrible and all this stuff. So this blind came out a long time ago. So I had actually read her name a lot. Of course, I didn't remember it, but... So I have to say, I'm impressed with her because she just came right out and was just like, fuck you, Auntie Loya. She came out on her Instagram, which of course I didn't screenshot that. I screenshotted all the gossip because that's the first thing I thought about when she came on. And that's what everyone's talking about. I got to hand it to her. She went right on her Instagram. She screenshotted the blinds and she said, fuck you. You know me and you know to do this to me. A poor woman from another country who had nothing. You know, she pulls that whole thing. How you could do this to me. So fuck you. And I was like, you know, good for her having the stones to just be like, this is what everybody thinks of me right here before I go on the show. You want to talk about it? Talk about it. It's a very rich version of like Marge from Jersey. Who's like, cheated on my husband. Fuck the plumber. I think it's a very good move on her part.
Yeah. She's getting ahead of that story.
Yes.
So, she and Asher enter, and Sutton's like, she's like, Asher's quite dashing. He should be called Dasher. Here, I'm going to get in front of my story. Sutton, booked for Comic Relief 2022.
Well, you know that he's pulled plenty of sleds that Diana's been on, because you know Diana would have him doing that. You pulled a sled, Asha. So then Diana is sat at the end of the table with Sutton, who is right across from Rinna. So I don't know what Rinna was trying to do when she's like, I'm putting her at the end, when she was sitting right next to her.
Yeah.
But the food is delivered, and Erica goes, oh, Rinna! She kind of pushes Rinna out of the way. She's like, are you going to introduce me to Diana? Hi, Diana, I'm Erica.
They have dueling hairstyles. They have like the same hairstyle going on. So Erica's clearly drawn to her own hairstyle. So she's being all Mrs. Girardi in this moment. And she's like, believe me, I've heard lots of stories about Diana Jenkins, okay? Yeah, I want to charter this yacht. I want to stay in Paris a month. Erica Jenkins doesn't quite have the same ring, but whatever. I'll go lesbian for her. I'll do whatever it takes.
And then Diana, as if, because of course she knows who Erica is, you know? And I like that Diana's just coming out as a full villain, because she goes, oh, you know, she does a full mouth lick, first of all, which is one up in Kyle, because Kyle just does a lizard tongue, like, lick, lick. And Diana just says all the way around her mouth. And then she goes, you know, they say I'm gay man in a woman's body. So I was like, wow, she came for Kyle and for Erica. In one sentence. So far, I'm approving.
Yeah, really
I'm
did.
Approving.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love a super rich, deluded lady. So I'm into it. So then PK is talking about the robbery. He goes, well, you know, the robbers pretty much missed all the expensive stuff. I mean, they only got a few purses, and the most expensive watch that they got was $60,000. And he goes, huh, that's nothing. It's nothing. It's fine. It's nothing. It's basically, you said, like, they got a box of tissues. It's nothing.
Yeah, who cares? Watches, right?
And he goes, Mike's the most expensive 60 grand. She goes, oh, yeah. And Erica goes, yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Oh, yeah, you're all... You're both just so, so rich. So then Rinna turns to Diana and she's like, you know, Dorit was robbed, right? She goes, I heard, you know, I was with Kim Kardashian in Paris when she was robbed. It's like, and you're upstaging the robbery victim.
Yeah, it's very impressive. She's like, you know, I know more famous people who've been robbed in more famous ways. And Diana is like, yes, you know, I left the day before because I kept saying, I don't feel safe here. I said, I don't feel safe. I'll be in the hotel room. And I had my chair up against the door. And I said, you know, this is too dangerous. And Kim would say, is this a war thing? And I said, no, it's a rich people thing. I'm not joking. When you're rich, you got to put a chair by your door because you never know when you get robbed.
And Kyle's like, Diana, that is a lot of Cartier. How many rings do you need? I mean, that is a lot. I know, Kyle's eyes are like,
her eyes are going like, boom, boom. It's like, oh, I have never felt so bad for Mauricio. Mauricio's just looking across, like, okay, I guess I got to get about four or five of those things. Okay.
And Diana's like, oh, I have addiction to it. And she starts pulling it up. And she's got all these Cartier Panther rings, which was the fight, like the subtle fight between Sutton and Erica last reunion. Do you remember when Erica had like her tiny little Cartier ring and then Sutton came in with a giant one? And now Diana comes in with 10 giant ones. It's on the bottom of the screen. The cheapest is like 65 grand and then the most expensive is like $9 trillion or whatever. I mean, she has literally said fuck you to every single lady here at this point.
And Kyle has literally turned into Gollum. I mean, Kyle has grabbed an actual ring and is like,
my precious.
Like, she is just like salivating. She has them on her fingers. She is taking them over. She's like, yes,
I have ring.
And
now.
Diana's like, it's called Nouveau Riche, you know, when you go from poor to rich so fast. So cars, diamonds, whatever.
So I was like, I'm sold. Just excessive wealth and just making Kyle feel jealous about something.
And the editors are so shady. They show a shot of Erica sitting next to Hot Asher and she can't even concentrate on how hot she is because she's just watching Diana, and they make it look like Erica's really jealous, like she's giving her a dirty look. But when they pull back, you see that Erica's not even sitting there. They took a scene from somewhere else and inserted it in there. It's fuckers. So then Rinna gives a speech. She's like, I'm Mrs. Amlin. I just want to say, Harry, I'm so grateful that you chose me to be in your life. Harry Amlin, everybody, is actually a man alive.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So then the guys and gals all split up. So the guys go over to a different corner. And Maurice is like, all right, well, I guess we got to find out about this guy. He's probably going to talk about something really annoying and try to flex, even though we're 10 times richer than him, but at least we are, maybe not PK. So then Asher's like, he's like, so what do you do? And he's like, mostly music for the last number of years. I actually love music. Oh, you sing? Yeah, I actually did a lot of musical theater growing up. Yeah, I was in Chess. I was in Equus. I don't know if Equus is a musical or not, but I was in it. I was in Guys and Dolls. I was in Oklahoma. I'm putting out an album this year. And like, that's my roots. That's where I grew up.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want to ever be stuck in a conversation.
So, of course, I looked his ass up, you know, and also I tried to look his actual ass up and couldn't find it. So if anybody has any leads, send it over. But Asher Monroe, musician, and his Instagram line is, a connoisseur who enjoys every subtlety as I rhyme my way through life, unlocking golden melodies. Okay.
There was no rhymes in that, by the way, and there was no subtleties.
Or melodies.
But fine, continue.
Or golden, really. So then... he was with Warner Brothers. He was in a boy band for a while called V. I think it was called V. And then...
a boy band named after a lizard from another planet.
You know what? I'm going to open the thing because I'm giving false information now. Open. Asher Monroe. After The Sound of Music, Oliver, The Prince and the Pauper, Monroe signed to Warner Brothers, under which he released his first top 40 single, Love Struck, as lead singer of the boy band V Factory. So I was close.
I remember V Factory. I think I remember V Factory.
Well, it was the top 40 single, so maybe you do. And then from 2006 to 2009, he starred in multiple primetime TV and film roles, including Parenthood on NBC, the MGM remake of Fame, and The Mentalist on CBS. After which, he signed on as the flagship solo artist to the music label The Empire Entertainment. Do you know who that is?
Empire.
Guess who that is? That's his wife. Yolanda That's his Foster. Gazillionaire oh, wife who has a record Empire. Label just for him, apparently. These two are going to be amazing.
Just like, I'm going to give you the keys to The Empire. Like, okay, well, should we call it The Empire? Sure.
He also, in 1995, originated the role of Chip in Beauty and the Beast. Chip, the little teacup. Little baby teacup.
He was the voice in the movie?
Oh, the Broadway.
No, the movie was out before then. Yeah. Oh, on the Broadway. Oh, he was Chip. Little Broadway yeah. Chip.
Isn't that cute? So, Asher, you've got my vote. Okay, so the girls are talking at their end of the table, and Therese's like, I'm just so grateful to be here. And Kyle's like, we're just all so thankful you're okay. And Sutton's like, well, speaking of being grateful for being here, I don't have my house boarded up, so I'm sorry about that. Okay, but that would be me. Lisa and I, we had a little thing, and I don't know if y'all heard it, but I may have overspoken. And Rena does her like, evil smile at her. And Diana's like, ha, I love her accent.
How much does it cost?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
So Sutton goes, I didn't mean to hurt you or Harry when I spoke of something in public. And that's something that I don't normally do. And that was my mistake. And I'm sorry. And Serena goes, well, I appreciate that you're sorry. I do. But you didn't buy a table. So let's just be clear about that. And Sutton goes, oh, what?
What, Lisa? What? She's like, you canceled your table at the last minute. And then you left them high and dry. And I had to scramble at the last minute to get tickets we were supposed to have in the first place. And she's like, I canceled the fucking table. Is that what you're saying, Lisa?
Lisa's like, well, that's what they told me. Harry's publicists, at least. Sonny goes, they're lying to you. And Renee goes, well, this is what happens. I always get tickets. And they gave our tickets away because Sutton said, please sit at our table. And the day before, we get an email that says, Sutton canceled our table, baby. And you guys don't have any seats. The tickets are sold out. But they said, well, you guys could do an interview for a half an hour with IMDb and we'll give you seats to the table. So that's what I did. And if we need to dig into it, we will. But it's embarrassing to the charity.
And Sutton's like, well, I'm a very philanthropic woman. So I'm not going to be told I canceled the table. That is not going to happen. No, that is not. Here's what's not going to happen. You know, she does that thing. And so Garcelle's like, but don't you have a receipt for the table, Sutton? Just pull out the receipt. And Rena's like, well, did you bring the receipts? And she goes, Lisa, come on. Now, first of all, I do not cancel tables. Just pull out the receipts, Sutton. Like, Jesus Christ. If you've got it, show it.
Sutton gives such an evil smile when she says that. She's like, I don't cancel tables, Kyle. Like this, like the pure evil smile that I like live for, you know, it was so great. So then Diana goes, Diana, who just proclaimed herself to be nouveau riche and walked in wearing an entire Harry Winston's on her fingers, goes, can I just say, guys, this is a little bit classless, okay? It's just not something that should ever be discussed. It's classless, guys.
Money?
It's classless.
Talking about money? No, don't do this, guys. And Rena goes, yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. And Garcelle says, but you brought up that it's canceled, though, Rena, so she's proving that it's not. And Diana's like, honestly, I think we need a different subject. Classless here, classless.
So then Rena's like, yes, I'm so embarrassed. To be honest, I'm very embarrassed. I wish that no one had even brought this up. I'm so embarrassed.
And Diana goes, both of you, honestly. She's not letting her get off the hook.
And Kyle is actually very funny in her interview. Kyle is like, Rena was about to pull out the receipts and be like, oh yeah, totally classes.
She's like, that's tacky. It's very tacky.
Totally tacky.
So she's like, yeah, it's embarrassing, Sutton. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing to the charity, and you know better than that, Sutton. And she goes, well, I also know what slander is, and I did not cancel a table. So then Rena goes, ooh, like she starts looking around going, hoo, hoo, hoo. And then Erica just keeps going, oh, slander.
And Rena goes, oh, so are you going to just sue me for canceling? Slander. Which is funny because Rena did not have that reaction when Erica sort of alluded that she was going to sue Sutton for doing something. But now that like Rena's on the hot seat, she's like, oh, you're going to sue me? She goes, you canceled at the last minute. Put my publicist.
Yeah, my publicist said it. You know, you and Harry no longer have a table. That's what they said. And she's like, well, that is not true. And Garcelle's like, just show it, Sutton. If you have proof, this is your time, for Christ's sake. And Erica goes, I agree. Oh, I have something to say. Ding, ding, ding. Slander!
By the way, to me, it's like very clear what happened. What happened was that the publicist wanted to get Rena and Harry to have an interview with IMDb, and IMDb is like, okay, they'd have to sit at our table or whatever, and like, well, she already has a table, so they just tell Lisa that Sutton cancels. That way, they do the IMDb interview. And that way the publicist gets kudos for solving the day. So I think it's publicist sabotage, personally.
Well, there's video from that night of Lisa Rinna dancing around at this table that Seth was at. And there's I have to keep pulling things up. But this is very important evidence. She's dancing around the table, and you see a name tag that says Lisa Rinna. But does that mean it was Sutton's table, or did Sutton go sit at the IMDb table? I mean, the whole thing is confusing. I have no idea. And it's typical Beverly Hills where you're never going to know. They're just going to fight about it all season. And we're going to start getting so angry about charity event emails from publicists.
I know. So while you look that up, Sutton gives her email over and Garcelle reads it and goes, all right, everyone, she paid for the table, y'all. And so Derek goes, but did you back out at the last second? And was like, I'm not trying to be anything other than what I was told. I'm not trying to say anything other than what I was told. And then Crystal comes out with the flaming gun, smoking gun, that's perhaps on fire too. Crystal goes, well, I mean, Diana can speak to it because she underwrites the party. I mean, this is her party. I was like, wait, you had Diana. Diana knows the answer all along.
And you said this part while I was scrolling through my phone. Didn't find it. Sorry, I'll credit that Insta account when I find it. But you already said that Sutton was like, I got my breeders on because I'm 50. Harry and Lisa Rinna will be filling out registration forms to be purchasing tickets, they ask. And in return, I write, I'm going to take care of Harry and Lisa's tickets. Here's my Amex, February 23rd. Did you already read all this?
I didn't.
So it says, thank you, Sutton. We've successfully processed both for the two C's. It was $11,500 million trillion and a gumball on top of it and one of those delicious pancake cakes that you have named, if you don't mind. So they're all confused. And Crystal's like, Diana owns that. She literally puts Elton John in a collar and a leash and walks him around the block every day. She owns his ass. So why don't you just have her deal with it?
And Diana's like, so you were both at the event? Is that what it was? So Diana doesn't even know. And Rena's like, yeah, we actually sat at the same table. I was like, oh my God, you guys sat at the same table. And Sutton goes, come on, y'all. This is so unfair. Come on, y'all. I'm like, what are you guys even fighting about anymore?
Yeah, well, this makes it all tricky, doesn't it? Because if Lisa Rinna normally has tickets to go with Harry, they get the celebrity tickets, right? Where they just have celebrities show up for the press or whatever. Or because they're friends or whatever.
I don't know if they... They may have to pay something. It is a fundraiser.
Well, there were all these papers saying who gave money that year, and they weren't on it, but Sutton was for like $70,000+. And so... Okay, so let's just say they got either they got the cheap seats, which they get every year, or they got free seats, whatever it is. But if they were still at the table, if that was Sutton's table, then Sutton still paid for that table and had Lisa Rinna's name there at the very least, so it looks like a lie. or was Sutton at their table at IMDb, and that's where they were dancing around? Like, did Sutton move to their table to look like be around famous people because she wasn't on Housewives yet? I don't know, but it's all fishy, and it's my kind of drama.
Yeah, we'll have to circle back to that probably on Take a Seat. So Rinna is, she's like, you know, you brought it up, baby, so you got to figure it out because you're the one that started it. It's like, well, actually, she apologized for it, and you're the one who brought
you
up this
part. You spent two episodes going off about it to everybody. And she's like, well, Sutton thinks too much of herself because if you're thinking so much about a receipt to one-up me at my husband's birthday party and our good friend has been held at gunpoint in her home. Oh, please, you have receipts in your purse and everybody knows it. And now you're going to use Dorit's robbery as your victim shroud? Girl.
Well, also, this is... Sutton's just reacting to Rinna's reaction. Actually, the one who was mad about this whole situation was Rinna. And so she's acting like Sutton came in and started drama while Dorit's going through something. But actually, Sutton made a comment on Watch What Happens Live. And it's Rinna who's been going around being like, I don't like what she said. I don't like what she said. I'm mad at her. So it was Rinna who actually created a drama while Dorit was going
through something. Oh, my God. And Rinna's been going through it on her Instagram, just posting story after story. Like, here's me and Harry and, you know, 1832 at Elton John's Spanish Flu Gala. You know, it's like she's got pictures from every year and she's been going through her own thing. So she's bothered, is the point. So you just said she canceled the table, but you were sitting at her table, but you're mad at her bringing a receipt, even though it just proved you were lying. And now you're relying on Dorit's robbery to steal more victim juice for yourself. This show. So then back to Harry and the guys. So Harry's like, you guys know where shaking hands comes from, right? I can't believe you're turning 70. Oops.
I know. And Rob is like, well, there's a great book about it that talks about how the left hand is the hand you wiped your, can I say it?
Your butt with. Let's just say it. Just say your butt, okay? It was the medieval century. Rob.
He's like, am I going to get fired by Disney? So you'd shake with your right and wipe with your left. And PK goes, well, I must be a freak because I've never wiped my ass with my left hand.
I don't sword fight or wipe. I suppose being a bidet man has led me down a hugger path.
I just wish I could compartmentalize. So Kyle goes, guys, it's getting really confusing, which it's not confusing at all. It's just Kyle wants to start shit. He goes, you guys both had good intentions and we both let a little cattiness jump in here because you're both upset with each other. But at the end of the day, you both wanted to support an important charity and you did. So you both have to say some miscommunication happened. Can we move on to the shit that I stirred up between Sutton and Dorit? Thank you.
And Judge Jenkins is like, oh, she did. She did apologize. And Rinna's like, she did. She did, Judge. She did apologize. And I do appreciate that. Lisa, you know what it's like to step in it. And I stepped in it. And Erica goes, oh, yeah, well, what's my apology, bitch? And she goes, you're not getting one. Why not? Because I don't like you. Slander!
Erica goes, oh, good. Then it's a mutual thing. So Sutton offers a fake handshake. And Erica goes, yeah, never. Go fuck yourself.
Sutton's like, go fuck yourself. And Dorit goes, oh!
Guys, don't talk like that. Don't talk like that to one another. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I was like, finally, Beverly Hills has gotten to a place where I can embrace it again. Yes.
This is what I've needed from both of these two people. So then Asher sees what's going on, and he tells the other guys, he's like, hey, guys, let's stay in this zone, okay? Bonjour. 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 Bonjour.
be my guest in this corner of the Honda's hotel.
So Rob's like, what do you think they're talking about there? You think they're talking about wiping their batunis with their left hand? Anybody? And Harry goes, rawr, rawr. Who knows? Who knows? Does anybody know where Kleenex came from?
So now we go back and Erica and Sutton are fake laughing at each other. They're both going, ha, 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 ha. And then, and then Erica goes, ah, yeah, you.
And Sutton goes, shut up. She goes, you shut up. And Garcelle's like, well, obviously, Erica's not over her beef with Sutton. I'm out of here. This is so ridiculous. I just feel like she's apologizing. Your feelings are hurt. How are we going to move on? We're being nasty. Also, I brought 10 thank you cards to the chef for that fucking spaghetti sauce. So, just...
For this sad ass meal. I mean, we all saw how it looked on camera. This was a sad meal. So then Rita's like, no, I don't want to be nasty. Okay, you know what? Sutton, I would like to accept your apology and move on. I don't want to make this a big deal. Even though you, what was the word, Erica? What was the word you used to describe Sutton?
So Sutton's like, oh, just, you know what? Let's just stop. Rinna, okay, you know I adore you. And Garcelle goes, okay, well, that's crazy. What? She goes, what's crazy? I don't think you adore her, Sutton. She goes, but I do. I do like her. I like Lisa. I want her to act right. And you know what? I didn't act right. So she goes, just cut it out. And Erica goes, shut up. And Garcelle goes, no, you shut up.
So they have a phony reconciliation. And then the night is over.
They're fake hugging each other. And Carl goes, so if these two hug and say that they love each other, and Garcelle goes, I'm going to punch him in the face. And then that's what they do. They're like, I love you. I love you.
Of course. So now we get like a little segment where we get to learn more about Diana because she's at her mansion with like 50 million workers there. And we meet her son, who's 22, Ines. And Diana's like, you know what? I live a very big life. I travel a lot. It gets a bit complicated because I do have a big buzzing household and I always want to take everyone with me. But of course I don't. And if I do, they have to take Spirit Airlines. But you know, oh man, life is so difficult. I don't even know how to put my own curtains up. Huh, difficulties.
Yes, she doesn't know how to put down the blinds or whatever. So they talk about like, oh my God, what is the dog like the best? What city? Is it London? Oh my God. She's like, geographically, I have a house I travel to live in. Hidden Valley, where they make the ranch. Sarajevo, they also make ranch. Haval, they don't call it ranch, but it's ranch. Okay, it's ranch.
Croatian ranch. Croatian ranch. They don't know, but they should know. So then she says, you know, growing up, I was definitely tomboy. I only hang out with boys. It was very tough to be girls. I would get into fights, you know. And I remember I once... Then she tells a story about, like, beating someone up. She's like the head of the mob.
You know? She's like, oh, he was head of mob and he messed with me, so I grab his balls. I hit him. I got reputation. Okay.
Yes, and then I was 19 years old when war broke out, so my dad was determined to get me out. So we left the family behind. I was refugee. We got to London. I have no penny to my name, nothing. I would do different jobs, dishes, toilets, anything I can do. Lowly worker. And then I met a very rich man, and here I am. I'm like, wait a second. There's more.
I know. It went from Diana's apartment projects growing up, and then the next thing is like headline, Diana Jenkins just gets $250 million happier.
Yeah. Listen, I feel like in the London aristocracy, one doesn't just go from like washing toilets to suddenly marrying the top banker in all of England. Okay. So I want to know what the story is.
Yes, I need the story. So she talks about Asher and she's like, yes, he's young. He's 33. Do the math. And I can hear people saying things, you know, but I get less now because Asher figured out to grow beard and he looks older now. But God, I hate that beard. I hate the beard. Well, as far as the young hottie, I mean, good for you. Why should only rich men get to do it? Shit, you know?
Yeah.
Good for you, girl. And he's 33. It's not like he's like, you know, 17 or whatever. You go. And
but if home. I have to listen to him sing Be My Guest one more fucking time around the house. Oh, my God.
So then we see Sutton meeting Kyle to shop in her store. And Sutton's like, oh, my God. Do you love this bag? I love it. This guy is very cute. He has very cute stuff. And Kyle's like, are you already trying to sell me stuff? What's your store? Where are we right now? Check this. Now listen, this is from Lexi. It's their event. And we found out he could come on Friday. We worked it out with immigration.
Sounds, and Kyle's like, who? Alexi. Yeah. Can you please listen Kyle to one never listens I say to shit. Kyle.
Like, she's still like that. It's so funny. So she's like, well, immigration is now allowing people to come from Europe. So I thought, you know, we could do for this event a play on an American in Paris. And Kyle's like, yes. Yes, Sutton, we like that theme. You do it for, like, literally everything that you do. And then we see a clip of Sutton going,
wow, welcome to my Paris and American and Paris party, everybody.
Well, this one's going to be called A Parisian in L.A., okay? And basically, we're going to make little cakes that look like phone booths and a little candle that's shaped like Cedric, and Lisa Vanderpump can come in and save the candle, okay?
I'm such a Francophile. I'm just such a Francophile. Who? Francophile. What does that mean? Someone who loves France, Kyle. Oh, I learn something new every day. I can teach you a lot of things, Kyle.
Like, can France?
Kyle just looks at her like she's being lied to. Like, it's not true.
Like, there's no such thing as a Francophile. She's going to go to Staples and be like, do you guys sell Francophiles? So Kyle's like, so when you came over to my old house, which you were renting, remember? After what happened to Reed, it was like really hard to shake what happened to our friend. And like our friend who was held a gun to her head. There was a gun held to her head. And you were like, I'm putting out my own fires. And Sutton goes, well, I was having a very busy morning. I'm sorry. Yes. She goes, well, it's that reaction again. It's very strange. It's strange. Like, what was that word you used? Francophile, Kyle. Francophile. Yes.
And weird. You said you're sorry you didn't have a gun held to your head. And she goes, oh, that was a weird thing to say. You know what? I don't even remember saying that. Now that's weird. What's weirder? Me saying it or me not remembering? It was weird. It was weird. I'll say that. And Kyle's like, so you don't think anything I just said was weird besides that? I mean, when someone goes through something, you're supposed to sit at the window like a dog waiting for their owner to come home and dry heave, even though no tears are coming out of your eyes to prove that you have feelings. I mean, why weren't you doing that?
Well, Kyle, I was working. I'm sorry. My shop is actually in business. And I was working and I was talking about that. And my brain just wasn't there. And I don't remember. It's confusing. And Kyle's like, I don't know if this is like a new side of you, this like Francophile thing. Like, it just seems like you're a bit off. And Sutton goes, Kyle.
Because Sutton now knows what Kyle is doing. Right. So she just goes, Kyle. And she just keeps looking around like, oh, this is the Get Sutton season. Right. So Kyle just blinks. He goes, yes. And Kyle goes, I don't know what planet she's on, but it's not this one. And Kyle says, something's up with you. She goes, nothing's up, Kyle. She goes, but it just seems like you didn't give a shit. She goes, it's not true. And you know it. You stop it, Kyle. You stop it right now, Kyle.
Kyle's like, I'm telling you the truth. Son's like, Kyle, do you look at my hand? Do you see what's in my hand? Several cards, and I'm going to play them all right now. Okay, guess what? I don't do well with guns. I don't do well with burglaries. I don't do well with rental cars, which doesn't pertain to this, but I have to have a third thing in my list.
And Kyle's like, well, nobody does, Sutton. And she goes, well, my house was broken into when I was 14, so there's that. And my dad shot himself in the head, so there's that, Kyle. What do you want? And Kyle goes, well, it's not what I want. It's not about you, Sutton. Okay, it's not about you right now. This is so Kyle. Like, everyone has to feel things when she says it's appropriate. This is like a flashback to the Vanderpump. But I was in London at my brother's funeral all week. Well, we all have things going on, Lisa. I mean, this is like the Kyle attitude that she's mad at Sutton for.
And did I not just say last week, I guarantee there's something about, like, yes. I'm sure, like, Sutton has a lot of trauma about the gun stuff. I think that's, like, a very real thing.
Yeah.
And Kyle's like, you're doubling down right now, which is really freaking me out. And I just feel like, you know, I feel like Sutton isn't like this. But then there's another side of me that says, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And if they're rich, look the other way.
Okay, Cryo Angelou. So Kyle's like, well, I don't know if you're really this insensitive or you just really don't care. It's like, Kyle, she just brought up like two traumas to your You're just completely blowing off now like they don't matter, you know? Someone tells Kyle about their past trauma, and Kyle says it's not about them and then calls them insensitive. I mean, it's just so Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kyle's like, she's like, what am I supposed to do? And Kyle goes, well, you know, your reaction's your reaction, your reasoning's your reasoning, but I have to say something because it's been bothering me. And if I had a window right now, I would go and cry in it. And Sonny goes, no, not seeing it. Mm-mm, Kyle.
Yeah.
That's where the episode ends.
So, my God, it's a good season of Beverly Hills. They set it up good. I'm going to love this, Diana. A very funny episode. Yeah. And the next time they go to fucking Palm Springs, Kyle's house, can we stop? Like, go somewhere else. But they're going because, guess what? Shahida is still taking Kyle's shit. Because Kyle, they're opening a Kyle by Shahida there. So, run, Shahida, run.
Yeah, all so- right. Seriously. Well, thank you everyone for being here. We'll be back next week with another full slate of shows and take a seat on Monday night. So, you know, there's always stuff to talk about on Bravo.
Thanks for being here. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.